We are thrilled to finally get there.
Amen.
Sorry. We're back. The Revival Community Foundation has reached agreement with the bondholders. It's a verbal agreement, so nothing's final until we have a written signed agreement and we have money exchanged and checks clear, which we hope will happen early next week. We'll be working on the agreements over the weekend. But it's been an amazing showing of support by this community. People love Casey's Pond. People in this community love Casey's Pond. It's not only a place that they all trust will be there for them when they get older, but and so it provides that hope for their own futures of aging here in Rauch County. But it's also symbolic. It's like what you see when you come into this valley. And so we're thrilled because people stepped up in an enormous way. I can't talk about the purchase price. I can only say many, many millions of dollars have been raised for this. And a few weeks ago when the city of Steamboat Springs agreed to allocate $2.5 million out of their kind of emergency fund, that gave us enough to go to donors and say, the city's in, we need your help, and people really stepped up.
One last thing.
It's also a great timing for this, I think, because it's a healing thing for this community to be able to save this icon. We've had some ups and downs recently, and there's been some divisiveness in this community. Our hope is that that this success and our continued success in raising a little bit more money with the broader community will just make people feel really good about our core values. Our values around, you know, making this place friendly for people of all ages, where you can stay and live here for your entire life. We're also very excited to have a partner in this. Northwest Colorado Health is going to be the owner, and then we'll work with Capella for a number of years to operate. And I'll introduce you to Steph Einfeld. This is no small ask. Northwest Colorado Health is an organization that's been around for a very long time, highly trusted, local nonprofit, providing home health and hospice care and all kinds of things. So this will be great for them, and you can talk about that. But really importantly for us, it's really great to have somebody local who's running this place and is a strong nonprofit. So with that, Stephanie, I'm done.